There were many teenagers among the Mormon workers. One of them was Bill Smoot, who was 15 years old and worked at the head of Echo Canyon for 9 months in 1868. "Boys at my age in those stirring times did a man's work," he wrote over 50 years later. "We were hardened by the open life we lived and were brought up to work and did, that we might keep body and soul together. There were no drones. Each has his assigned work." For himself, he wrote, "I caught the railroad fever even though I had never even seen a picture of a railroad or a train of cars." He had a team of horses, and with them he hauled ties. In the course of his stint, he earned $1,600, which was a greater sum than my father had earned in cash money during his previous 22 years' residence in Utah. Smoot lived in a camp not far from another UP camp that held 500 men, mainly Irish. "They were good workers," he recalled, "and a jolly bunch of men, but often got the worse from drinking bad whiskey. And when they laid off work for a good old Irish wake, they sure let everybody know it for many miles around." The UP and CP graders were working almost right next to each other north of the lake. According to the December 12 issue of the Salt Lake Daily Reporter, "in a seemingly fraternal embrace, but the frozen ground in the mornings makes work difficult, and unless plowing is done in the afternoon for the scrapers to work at during the next day, progress is tedious and damage to the plows considerable." The time had come to call it quits for 1868. In 1868, the CP had constructed 362 miles of road. Both lines were about to enter Utah. The UP and the CP had a lot at stake in Utah. Government bonds, land grants, the sale of their own stocks and bonds, future trade, and more. But what mattered most was winning. Far more so than gamblers, card players, athletes wrestling or boxing or running or playing games, brokers dealing in stocks and bonds, lawyers trying a case, bankers making or calling a loan, whoever else or whatever other competitors, the directors, superintendents, surveyors, engineers, foremen, grade makers, rail layers, ballast men, cooks, telegraph builders and operators, and everyone else connected to the road, wanted to win. In fact, they were all desperate to win and would do whatever winning required. And the final act would be played out in Utah.